All right, it's 5:30. I'll call this meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Councilmember Feist.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thanks everybody for coming out tonight for this hopefully very, very short one topic special meeting. As you all know, we had a bit of a long stretch between our meetings, and we were requested to get this in a while ago due to the nature of it. We canceled the meeting for Election Day because of the conflict. So this was asked for, and we were able to get the group together. So we put the band together for a hopefully quick one. Next thing on the agenda is public comment. As you know, this is public comment on all non-agenda items. It's not comment on the one item on the agenda. As it is a special and meeting, we want to get people out here quick. I will limit comment tonight to 4 minutes. Is there any public comment? Go ahead, sir. Just
Do I have to state the
go to the
podium?
podium and state your name and address, please.
Yes, sir. I'm Jared Plant, JARROBPLANT. Purchasing the house over here in the subdivision, 212 Kinross Courts. As far as I understand, the variance agreement with my neighbor has been settled. And now all that's left is that there is a new lines that have to be drawn out by an engineering company, which is pretty much done. So I was just kind of hoping that that should be done within the next week. I was hoping that we could have a special meeting sometime next week, get quorum, and just be able to kind of push that through. That's pretty much the whole thing.
So, when those lines are you doing that, Jeremy?
Say again.
Talking to Jeremy, are you doing that?
Staley gets
Staley did
surveyed,
this variance. Okay.
but it's a boundary line
Right. So
revision.
you're going to be
And
doing
so
the
the
staff
city, we
report.
reviewed it,
Okay.
the county reviewed it. As far as I know, it's ready to go. We just need to get it on the city council again.
So the next meeting is, let me see when we have the next one. Is it 19th, Kevin?
19.
What I will tell you is upon request, I can see how that is about a 3 week thing. You probably want to move into a house.
Yeah, and we've been kind of waiting since July.
Oh my.
So
Obviously schedules matter. Let me see when we get the request, when we get the information. Do we have any information we need from the
I don't think we've actually received.
right?
Are we
I
missing
mean, we
anything?
I think we have everything. I don't know that. I'm trying to remember if we got an actual request to get on an agenda though for it. I know we everything's been reviewed.
We don't have one right now. What we'll do is upon request, and make sure we have the stuff.
Okay.
We'll see what we can do to put the band together. I can't speak for all these four of them right now, but we'll see what we can do. I'm not telling you no, I'm not telling you yes. I'm saying we'll see what we can do.
Okay, sounds
It's
good.
the holiday. I know Thursday's probably not going to happen around here,
Yeah.
but Fridays aren't really likely ever. But let's see what we can do. We'll look at it and. We're open to it, obviously. I don't know that I can tell you a yes or no right now. We'll have to have the request and the information. And I think that the people in front of you are generally pretty open to such things, but I'm not speaking for them.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, you bet.
I'm going to move pretty quick. The photos, and that'll be entered into the public record with AUB. So, Dave Jensen, 401 West Gale. Regarding the October 15, 2024 agenda item, new business ordinance 289, establishment of truck routes around the city of East Helena. This agenda item should have been tabled. But the October 15, 2024 new business ordinance 290, revising the drinking was. Due to the fact that the proposed ordinance was not distributed to the public at least 48 hours in advance, so the informed public comments can be developed and expressed during the meeting, along with city council members being provided enough time to read and potentially recommend revisions. Unless the public was the only ones not provided a reasonable amount of time to develop comments. In addition, the current mayor and city council members should have contacted, informed, and obtained information from current average residents regarding what and how the past and current truck traffic is adversely impacting the quality of their life, the danger to their family members, and also damage to their property, along with inventory and the damage to recently paved and/or ceiling-covered residential streets due to oversized and overweight truck traffic, trying to navigate not only city residential streets but narrow alleyways as well. Damage to North Third Street between West Gale Street and West Rochelle, just to name one. I'll submit photos. Once again, the residents who pay for this entire operation and also the residents who have been and will continue to be adversely impacted if left out of the development approval process to enact an ordinance that will satisfactorily address the truck traffic in its entirety, not just potentially attempting to solve a fraction of the problem. Regarding the current verbiage of ordinance 289, I have the following comments. The verbiage did not specify a maximum turning radius for allowable trucks. Turning wheel-based designation that will be allowed to travel off the defined truck routes on residential streets and alleyways, regardless of whether or not they have a business point of destination. For example, previously and currently overweight, oversized eastbound semi-truck trailer combinations routinely travel in the westbound lanes on West Gale Street for at least 2 to 4 city blocks at a time, resulting in blocking both oncoming westbound lanes, causing them to travel into the north West Gale Street borrow pit or to travel into the eastbound travel lanes to avoid the eastbound semi-tractor trailer truck combinations, along with blocking vehicles attempting to turn onto West Gale Street and travel westbound. In addition, previously and currently overweight and oversized westbound truck trailer combinations travel in the eastbound lanes on West Gale Street for at least 2 to 4 city blocks at a time, results in blocking both oncoming eastbound vehicles, causing them to either travel into the eastbound travel lanes or to travel onto on-street parking if the parked vehicles are not present, or onto private property to avoid the westbound semi-tractor travel combination of blocking vehicles attempting to turn on the West Gale Street and travel eastbound. Finally, dump truck pop trailers fully loaded with road material have been left in the westbound lane, abandoned while the main dump truck made multiple deliveries over a half mile away outside the city limits of Helena. The verbiage did not specify the maximum truck GVW allowable that would be allowed to travel off the defined truck routes onto residential streets and alleyways, regardless of whether or not they have a business point of destination. Please note that I'm not recommending the city staff weigh specific vehicles, but rather limit the maximum GVW of the truck that would be allowed to travel off the defined truck routes onto residential streets and alleyways, regardless of whether or not they have a business point of destination. In addition, overweight, oversized truck configurations that exceed the maximum truck GVW allowable limits would be required to obtain a permit and pay a fee to offset the damage to the road infrastructure they would be incurring. 3, the verbiage did not specify allowable truck classifications that would be allowed to travel off the defined truck routes onto residential streets and alleyways, regardless of whether or not they have a business point of destination. 913.1 definitions, number 5, truck definition is too vague and at a minimum should be revised to read 2, not 3 or more axles, as to include 2 axle trucks, i.e. box trucks, etc., and other truck configurations that cannot properly turn on residential streets or alleyways without traveling into the opposite travel lane or onto private property. 912.1 violation penalty should be increased from the current amount to an amount that will offset the potential residential street damage cost to repair and or replace for each violation. In closing, it appears that the code ordinance verbiage was drafted utilizing other East Helena City ordinance verbiage, which was enacted to enact their city-specific truck traffic issues that may or may not be the same as what the city of East Helena is experiencing. If city staff cannot draft specific verbiage from scratch, then at least find another city ordinance as similar as possible and properly revise it to specifically address the city of East Helena's truck issues rather than just enacting an ordinance that may or may not address the current city's issues. The residents of East Helena do not need to repeat.
We've reached the 4-minute mark, Mr. Jensen. Please be succinct in your comments. We will accept them in written form. Thank you. We'll accept those in written form as well. Thank you for your public comment. Is there any further public comment? Anybody online, Amy?
There's not.
Okay, that brings us to our one order of special business, which is the Highland Meadows Phase 4 final plat. We have Zoning Officer Faddis with us today. He can go over this with us.
Mayor and council members, thanks for coming out for a short meeting today to review this final plat application for Highland Meadows Phase 4. This is similar to the first 3 phases that we've done for Highland Meadows. We reviewed the final plat application and worked with the applicant to address all the conditions of approval. All the conditions of approval have been met for the phase 4. Just a couple of points. We did get city engineering approval for all infrastructure. The engineer has also accepted the installed infrastructure and also approved the engineer's estimate for the few items that are still remaining for the subdivision improvements agreement.
The subdivision improvements agreement was provided by the city attorney and approved by the applicant. I believe they have it signed tonight, so it's ready for your approval. And then we also have DEQ approval of the municipal facilities exemption. They've submitted the lighting petition to amend the lighting district for Highland Meadows to include phase four, which they'll come before you in a separate meeting, not tonight, but they did supply that petition. So with that, I really don't have anything else to provide. So we recommend approval of phase four final. Actually, we recommend approval of the subdivision approvals agreement and accept the letter of credit for those remaining improvements. And then once you guys complete that, then we recommend approval of the phase four final plat and signing of the orders. Available for answer any questions.
Thank you, Jeremy. Any public comment on the Highland Meadows phase four final plat?
Dave Jensen, 401 West Gale. Number two final plat review, number 20, talked about the proportion and share has been met. I'm not sure how that is. If Valley Drive hasn't been constructed yet. So the amount needed may need to be revised upward at a later date based on the final construction cost of Valley Drive.
Portion of share has been met and paid, correct?
Yes.
It's already been paid. It's done deal.
And we can't revise yep. the conditions of approval with this.
Period, yep. So it is finalized.
What comment?
Any other public comment? Mr. Worth.
Thank you, Mayor Harris, council members. Great work with Staley Engineering, 3530 Centennial Drive. Again, I'd like to express my sincere thanks for scheduling the special meeting. Mr. Gary Oakland, Mr. Landy Leaf are here from Oakland Company. So I think we've been through this before. This is phase four, phase five. Phase five is ready to go to construct next year, but this will is to approve the final plat for phase four. The subdivision improvement agreement is here. It's been signed by Oakland Companies. The remaining improvements are there's a pedestrian path that goes through some small amounts of sidewalk, the mailbox pedestals. The utility companies have wrapped up the utility construction back behind the curb. So we delay that when all the trenching is done. And depending on the weather, they may get some of it done yet this fall, but it's a pretty small amount compared to the, you know, the cost of all the infrastructure. So it allows the final plat to occur and allow those remaining items to be completed. So the lots can get sold and get built on. So with that, I am available for any other questions, and we request approval of the subject improvement agreement and the final plat.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none, council.
The only question I have, and I understand this will be part of phase five, is the punch through Thurman Avenue, that will be much more descriptive come the next phase.
So there, it's just required that they provide the right of way for the extension. They don't have to build it, but they will provide that on the final.
And we'll have more detailed drawings of that.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be on the plot. It'll be on the engineering drawing. Okay, for phase five.
Jerry, you want me to? I can clarify one. So the phase five, the Thurman Avenue connection is designed to go down to the property line. That was the condition is that the school district did not want the Thurman Avenue connection. It didn't need to be built, but the right of way needed to be dedicated. We were not able to get any notification from the school district that they did not want the right of way through there. So we went ahead and Highland Meadows met the condition to just build it up to the property line.
Those conversations are ongoing with the school district as well.
Yep.
Yeah. And it will include water main, sewer main extension, full complete street.
Anything else, council?
So do we have to make a motion for two things?
Yes.
I make a motion that we approve the subdivision.
I have a motion to approve the subdivision improvement. To approve the improvements agreement for the subdivision. That's hard to say those words back to back. And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Next thing Jeremy would like to address is the final plat approval. Final plat approval. Yep. Okay. At this point, it would be. Oh, we have to go secondary. Just, okay. Yes, it's all the one agenda item I think public comment would have. It'd be back to council.
I will move to approve final plat phase four.
A motion to approve final plat.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Only thing left here is payment of the bills thing.
I'll be good paying the bills.
A motion to pay the bills.
Aye.
And second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. There we go. Oh, yeah. Well, before you leave, sign the Mylars, guys. I believe that's all that light bar is never. I'm almost 100 on that, but I'm not guaranteed. I believe
they could. You
betcha. Gary, good to see you. Yeah. Thank you.
We have to get in line.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, whoever, all these lots are basically sold, so they just want to get those lots. Or it is so we get move them out. They don't have anything for sale right now. Everything in Western is pretty sold. Always anxious to start buying more lots.
That's a good story. That's a good problem.
How are you selling neighbors?
Well, I didn't sign it out, so I figured I'd get back.
I didn't say anything.
No, I know. I wasn't too worried about that. I was just meaning I don't get to stop.